Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Back with another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Serratella, and today you should get ready to take flight because we have with us Northern Colorado wide receiver special teams extraordinaire, Dominic Top Gun, which is on the line. I believe, Dominic, are you with us? Dominic just dropped, so I'm sure he'll be back on. I was just chatting it up with him right before he came on the show, and these things happen on live radio, folks. So Dominic Top Gun, Northern Colorado, kick return, punt return extraordinaire, wide out. He is going to be participating in a pro day before the NFL draft. I was just getting the information from him prior to us going live on the air. So we'll get Dominic back on and have him tell us where he's going to be working out, flashing his skills, but coming off an impressive 2012 season. Let's see, 49 catches, 673 yards, 6 touchdowns this past year, 20.8 yards per kick return with a touchdown. Last year, 25.9 per kick return, and he has just about every kick return school record there is, and I think we have Dominic with us now. How are you, Dominic?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, no problem. Live radio, technical difficulties tend to happen, but let's dive right into it. I was just telling our listeners about some of your accolades this past season, coming off a very productive season there for the Bears with the 49 catches, 673 yards, and touchdown, 6 touchdowns receiving. You had a touchdown kick returning, 2 touchdowns punt returning. The eye-popping number to me was the 17 point yards on the punt return average, but as I was telling our listening audience, you take great pride in your special teams abilities. You hold just about every kick and punt return school record there is. I got to ask this one then, what's your favorite kick return?
My favorite kick return, my personal favorite of my
own?
I'd have to say probably against Montana this year. We went into Montana last year, and I had two of them. One of them got called back for a holding. So I felt the need I'd have to do it again this year. And I came out at halftime. We were down. We needed a lift and came out of halftime first play, took it to the house against Montana. I have to say that's probably my favorite.
All right. We got Dominic Top Gun in the house, Northern Colorado Bears, and let's talk a little bit about your game overall, Dominic. If I were to say that an NFL team is listening right now, what would you say you consider to be your biggest strength?
My biggest strength, I'd say, being a playmaker, being able to be a game changer. You know, when it's called for and somebody needs to step up and make a big play, I feel like I can be that guy.
Yeah, it's almost like a sixth sense ability because you can't really teach that. It's really more pure instincts, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it is.
And if I were to say coming into the year, there was an area of your game you were working on trying to improve upon, what aspect of your game did you work on getting better at coming into your senior season?
I'd say probably reading and identifying defenses, you know, getting my triangle read out of the way faster and just knowing what's going to happen, what the defense has been giving us and the tendencies and just really working on reading the defense more.
Now, I was watching some highlights of you, Dominic. I didn't see too many Northern Colorado games personally up close and live, but it seems like they spread you out a little bit all over the field. You lined up on the outside. You lined up in the inside, a little bit of slot. You know, what kind of role do you envision yourself at the next level?
You know, I see myself really anywhere that I'm needed. The slot, I definitely like being in a slot, being matched up against slower guys and linebackers and things like that. But I see myself as a wideout as well, making plays on the outside and especially in the return game, making a big impact there as well. So I can see myself in different places, wherever I'm really needed.
And the return game ability, I mean, you had 3 touchdowns on special team kick returns this past year alone. I know you had a couple more in previous seasons. And, you know, we also should mention that not only are you a kick returner, but you're also, pardon the pun, a pretty good gunner. And that's Dominic Gunn with 7 special teams tackles this past year. Is that something that you volunteered to do, play special teams, or did the coach just put you in there? How did that happen?
Coach kind of just threw me in at first. I'd say last year. But you know, I really embraced it. I took the role. I liked it. The team needed help. They needed guys that can make plays, and they showed me they believed in me and knew I could do pretty much anything they asked. And, you know, I like it, being able to run down there and hit somebody else instead of getting hit every play. It's a nice change of pace.
Pay them back a little bit,
you know,
right?
Having fun with
So, all right. You know, that's interesting because, you know, usually you don't see too many starting seniors, especially key players on the team, running down on special teams. So talk a little bit about your leadership role, because I would think that the underclassmen see this. Hey, look at this, our senior star captain leader out there running down the field and making plays on special teams. How do you see your leadership skills? Were you a guy that just led by example? Were you a vocal leader? What type of leadership skills do you possess?
Yeah, you know, I was really a big lead by example guy. You know, I spoke up when I needed to and when I had to. But really just go out there and lead by example. You know, coach would always tell us, nobody's ahead of anybody, no matter your status or what you're doing on the team. So they needed me to go out there and make a play on special teams. That's what I had to do. If I needed to go play defense or be a gunner or be on kickoffs, and I did that. And I feel like the younger guys saw that, and they're really taking that to the next level, you know, and whatever the team needs, it's all about the team. So they're seeing that, and they're seeing that, you know, they're not better than anybody. And if coach needs you to do something, then that's what you have to do. And I feel like the guys definitely respected me for that. And they saw I was on the field a lot, and saw that my endurance was up there, and that no matter what, that can help you out. If you think that you're good at one thing, and that means you need to step your game up and switch it up and improve another area. So I feel like I definitely set a pretty good example by just my actions, not even having to speak up as much. You guys understood that.
And you just said, get ready for liftoff because we're taking off. That's Top Gun, Northern Colorado, wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner, Dominic Gunn. And, you know, you look on paper and you see Northern Colorado just a 5-6 record this past season, but you guys made leaps and bounds, big strides this year. I mean, you endured an 0-11 season in 2011. So, first off, tell me what you learned from that piece of adversity. And second of all, what was the key to success in this turnaround that you guys went from 0 wins to 5 wins? That's a pretty nice stepping stone.
Yeah, definitely a big change, change around a year. Well, you know, I learned that, you know, nothing's easy. There's always going to be adversity. You know, we went through a coaching change, and guys were kind of unwary, and they weren't sure what was going to happen and weren't sure if they should be fully committed. And, you know, we didn't have the best season, but we had always been through adversity here the 5 years I've been here. We had always had something go wrong or something to change, and we just really stuck together this past year and came together as a team, as a whole. And guys started believing in the system and started trusting it and, you know, working harder for each other, not just to be individuals. And we really wanted it as a team. So after the season, guys really came together. We had almost 90% of our guys back up here at summer, you know, working out, doing all our workouts together and building that camaraderie. And I guess we saw it, you know, turn around on the field, and they're carrying it on now still.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to have a little self-satisfaction and personal pride for helping turning that thing around and leaving Northern Colorado in good hands as your career for the Bears winds down. Now that it's all over with, looking back at it, Dominic, what's the thing you're going to miss the most about playing college football?
I'd say just being around the guys all the time, you know, my friends. I mean, made a lot of friendships, you know, that I'll never lose here. And, you know, it's just just that atmosphere of being around those guys. And you're going to be tired and you can have a bad day at school or something, but you're going to go in there and you're going to be with the guys that you know are, they're going through the same thing and they have personal problems. But when you get on the field, that all goes away. You know, it's time to have fun, get better, and, you know, work together. So just that friendship and being around those guys all the time, that's probably going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, and I know, you know, earlier in the show you mentioned your favorite kick return against Montana. How about just a favorite moment or memory overall during your college career?
I would just have to say this past season, you know. I've been through a couple coaching staff changes. Excuse me. I had an injury early in my career, but being able to stick it out, stay positive through everything, and just have trust in myself and my teammates and the process, everything turned out good.
And you mentioned an injury earlier in your career. I assume everything is on the up and up, and you're 100% now?
Oh, yeah. I was just injured my sophomore year against Kansas. But it was no biggie, you know. I was injured, and it made me really realize a few things, you know. Nothing is given. Anything can be taken from you at any time. So that right there just made me even more focused and had to put in more work and get back out there and improve, you know.
Dominic Gunn, Northern Colorado Bears on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. How about a favorite place to play, Dominic? You've played in front of some pretty big crowds. I know you guys opened up in Utah this past season. You have a favorite place or a favorite stadium you enjoyed playing on, visiting on the road?
I'd have to say either Purdue or Kansas. When my true freshman year went to Purdue, it was pretty intense. I just turned 18 on the plane the day before. So, you know, big atmosphere like that, my first game in a huge stadium. I have to say that's probably my most memorable stadium and away trip, being my first one.
And now it's time to start a new collection of memories as you try to make it here to the next level at the NFL, the league where they play for pay. And we're talking to Dominic Gunn, Northern Colorado Bears, wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner. Let's talk a little bit about the process now that you're in terms of what you're doing to stay sharp and where you're working out.
Yeah, definitely. I'm still up here at school working out with our strength and conditioning coach, a couple of his guys, you know, getting prepared. Working out every day, going up there in the morning. Actually, I have workouts this morning after I get off this phone. So, yeah, you know, we're really just – I'm just grinding still, working on explosion, you know, doing everything I can to get prepared and, you know, produce good numbers at my pro day and whatever else is to come.
And we have you listed here at about 5'10", 180. You in that range there, or what are you weighing these days?
Yeah, I'm about 6 foot, you know, 5'11" and 3/4" probably.
Okay.
175. Pushing, getting up there to 180.
Very good, very good. Did we lose Dominic? You still with us, Dominic? I guess we might have just lost Dominic again, so we will see. Dominic, you with me? All right. We lost Dominic Gunn, but we'll see if we can wrap things up. We covered a lot of ground with him and talked a lot about his college career. The one thing I didn't touch base on was, you know, the thing that I noticed was he was from his hometown, Aurora, Colorado, where the movie theater massacre unfolded and was just a terrible, horrific scene of crime. And just wanted to get his thoughts and opinions if he had any inside scoop or connections or knew anybody that was involved in the whole shooting. So in the meantime, you know, we'll wrap it up. we pretty much covered all grounds. We were going to do a three and out with him, but we'll get him on before the draft. Remember where you heard it here first, NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names you need to know first. And all right, we'll get Dominic on and wrap things up with Dominic Gunn here, and we welcome him back into the show. And, you know, looking at your bio, Dominic, I saw your hometown was Aurora, Colorado, and I was just curious to know if you knew anybody or were impacted by the horrible movie theater massacre that occurred last year, and what your reaction was and when you heard about it.
Yeah, you know, nobody I knew too close or personal was involved, thankfully. You know, when I heard, I was actually in the theater as well, not there, but I was up here.
Oh, wow.
When I was in the theater when it happened. Oh. Yeah. So I came out, you know, I was hearing everything and turned on the news. I didn't get any sleep that night because, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty and I wasn't, you know, sure if anybody I was there or anybody I knew was there. So it was definitely a troubling few hours, and I was just really, happy to see my city, you know, come together after this, and really it made us a stronger city. And, you know, it's very unfortunate, you know, the thing that happened. And but I saw a few families, a couple people I knew that knew some people in there that really made them come together and build stronger relationships and just changed a lot of things. But,
yeah,
you know, I was just really glad to see my city come through and come together.
All right, let's switch it up on a lighter side of things, Dominic. And we've been talking on the field between the lines with Dominic Gunn, Northern Colorado. Time to go outside the lines and a little segment we call Three and Out. Get to know you a little bit off the field, Dominic. So I'm going to kick it off with first down. If I can give you the opportunity to display your talent on either American Idol or So You Think You Could Dance, which show would you like to try out on?
I have to say, So You Think You Could Dance. I can't
okay.
sing. I wish I could sing.
See, that's the smart answer on this show, because once you say you can sing, my follow-up is going to be sing something for you. So any players out there listening, you know, take the lead from Dominic. He knows how to answer these questions. So we'll move on to second down and see how he does with that one. If you could take any one female celebrity out on a date, Dominic, who would you take out?
Wow. Man, that's a difficult one. I'm not sure. I'd have to say Megan Good.
Okay, Megan Good. Yeah,
I think Megan Good.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I could see that. I'll see if I can put a phone call in for you, Dom. Third down, who would win in a fight, Ronald McDonald or Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, I have to say Ronald McDonald. He got a big feet. Stomp all over the Colonel.
I like that. I was going to say, you know, he's got the height, he's got the arms, but nah, he's just going to stomp on him. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Colonel Sanders ate too much of his chicken.
Very good. All right, we're going to go for it on fourth down. Last one. I always like to end on this one, and we're talking to Dominic Gunn, Northern Colorado, kick return, punt return, wide receiver. And, Dominic, I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why Dominic Gunn should be in my rookie camp come May.
Well, you know, I'm a guy that really has inspiring goals, and I've been working for this my whole life, and I'm definitely the guy that is coachable, you know, and football is my passion, and I love it, and it inspires me each and every day to work harder. And, you know, now that my career here is over, you know, the only thing I can do is work my hardest to be able to even have that opportunity to play at the next level. So I'm just really here grinding and ready to do whatever it takes to get on a team and to show that I can play and show that I should be on the next level.
Well, we appreciate taking some time out of your schedule today, Dominic, to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And I know that you are working hard and preparing for your pro day workout coming up in March, and we'll touch base with you before then, so that way we can update our listening audience and everyone as far as where and when you'll be working out. So in the meantime, best of luck to you, and really appreciated it. So we'll be in touch, and thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. It was great to hear from you and have a talk with you.
Absolutely. That's Dominic Gunn, the number one stunner, Top Gunn, get ready for takeoff, wide receiver, kick return, punt return extraordinaire, even gets his hands dirty in the special teams. The kid does it all, team first mentality, willing to do whatever it takes. Remember, you heard it here first, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, bringing you the names you need to know as we count you down just 88 days. To the 2013 NFL Draft. Unbelievable. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. I was your host, Rick Saratella. Until the next
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.